This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Jono.
Hello, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to me.
How are you?
I am well. And hello to our listeners.
And hello, yes, Living Life Single. We're here at Joy 94.9.
Boom. Great, right?
Back for another one.
I know. It's exciting.
Yes, it is. It's always exciting being in here with you.
Ah, Jono, that's...
How's this week been? Had a good week?
I've... Up and down.
Yeah, okay.
Generally pretty good.
Okay.
And it sort of makes me want to do what we need to do for this week.
What are we talking about? Tell us.
We are talking about traveling as a single person.
Nice.
Right. What is all that? What's all that about?
Love it.
And I'm sure, Jono, you've got a lot of stories. Yes.
I have indeed. We'll talk about them though.
Yeah, we'll get onto it. It's going to be a pretty good show.
And I can't wait to hear about what's been good and bad as well. My favorite segment at the end of the show.
It's a jam-packed show. So
love it.
Stay tuned. Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Jono.
Yo, you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my love, Yanni.
Oh, Jono.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why I'm still single. I'm chasing them all down.
Of course you are. And where are we going to escape to? This is what this week's episode is about. It is traveling
take
as
me
a single
away.
Person.
I just love traveling to the local supermarket. Like, it just gets me out of the house. It just excites me. I love going places.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I do too. I had to ask myself then, do I really like going outside? I do. I get energized when I am outside of my home.
Yeah.
As much as I love it.
I love a road trip. Like, my friend lives in Albury Wodonga. Mm-hmm. I love going up there to Adelaide to see family. Like, sometimes I'll fly, but sometimes I drive.
Oh, I've never driven a long way by myself.
Oh, my God, I have.
And?
Oh, well, I drove from Perth to Melbourne.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I stopped at some roadhouses, had glasses of Savvy B with the truckers.
Oh.
Oh, it was amazing. And I just stopped at some sites on the way. There was some dingoes running in round, and it was just wonderful.
So you did all that by...
By myself.
When you were single?
Yeah. So, yeah, like single, on my own, coming into lockdown, I'd sold up everything that I had in Perth because I had to leave and come back to live with family. But not just traveling interstate. I love traveling overseas as well. But that was, you know, that's quite hairy to do that on your own when you're single.
So tell us, when have you traveled... When have you travelled by yourself as a single person?
All the Oh my God! Yeah.
So tell us, like, so you were in England for a number of years.
Yes. So, well, I'm born and bred there. If it's not obvious.
It's not obvious.
My real accent doesn't come out though. This is more of a, you know, telephone voice accent. I'm from Birmingham. But my parents moved over here. And so that was one of the first... I'd been to Australia before. Mm-hmm. But that was when I was in a relationship. And we came over to visit my family in Adelaide. And we came to Melbourne and things like that. But to move here on my own, and that would be like the start of a big holiday because it was a working holiday visa.
Mm-hmm.
I came over and brought all my belongings over that I had left and just moved here with the intent to sort of have a year or so here and what have you. But that on its own is a big, that's a big trip.
So how did you, were you prepared to do that as a single, like move overseas and then move into state? Like how did your singledom affect you?
Well, let me tell you something quickly. I also officially wasn't single at the time.
Oh,
I was actually leaving my partner behind. Newsflash.
The hope that he was going to be here or you?
No. I was escaping. Like, it just wasn't a great relationship and I'd been with him for years.
Right.
And, so I, in my mind, was single and was coming here. And he thought I might be coming for a year and then going back. But all my immediate family were here. And so I was like, no, I'm not coming back. The life here is so much better than where I was living. So, but yes, in my mind, I'd prepared, you know, packed, planned.
So, quick question. When you, in your head, you had thought, okay, I'm single now. How did that actually, you know what?
Oh gosh.
I want to hear that straight after this.
Thank you.
This is Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello.
Now, Jono.
Yes.
We dashed off really quickly.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Right.
You're telling us a story.
Yes.
About you were coming here to Australia.
Yeah.
You were in a relationship, but you weren't in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How do you reconcile that where your partner believes you're in a relationship?
No.
And then you're in your head, you're not, and you are escaping come to Australia and going to travel all by yourself.
Yeah, great.
Here. But in your head, you were single. How did that work? How did you figure out that you're single? But
well, I think I'd been single in my head anyway. For a while, we had sexual relations together, what have you, and we did stuff together, but we never lived together. We worked for the same company. And so, you know, for a few years,
did you break the golden rule?
No, I met him outside of that. I met him through a friend. I met him through one of my managers, and they were like, this person is working for,
he
manages this other store, mm-hmm. and what have you. And mm-hmm. so we got together, but he could never say any of the, he could never be very honest about his feelings and how he was feeling. Mm. Not even once. You know, if you are with someone for that long and you have feelings very strong for them, you say that magic word, but not once. We traveled the world together. We traveled a lot together. I was just in this dead end job and I just didn't like it. And he was very, not abusive in terms of physical or anything, but it was you're wearing that tonight.
God.
I'd be like, what is wrong with what? And actually now looking back, I was.
Was he passive?
He was very passive aggressive, but also I was not. Any shape or form. I mean, I'm not now. Some people might think I'm lovely the way I am, and that's fine.
Of course
but,
you are.
But back then, I was at my physically fittest, and I did look great, and I had all my hair and girl, what you had on a plate, mate, was fucking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was amazing.
To eat that up, right?
Yeah, he did. So,
so tell us.
I left.
You left. Good. I love it. So you traveled with him around,
yeah,
and then you traveled here by yourself. So. How did you find the two experiences when you were
so traveling
single? Really? Tell me why. Why is it better
traveling
single?
Because I can just sit. I don't have to worry about someone sat next to me or if they've got everything. I just know what I've got and I need to manage. And I can order what I want in terms of food or drink. I can do whatever. And on those flights, it's all included anyway. So I had a sleeping tablet after I had a couple of Singapore slings.
Is that your way of going, you know what? I don't need to listen to.
Yeah, I don't need to listen to anyone. I've got my headphones. I can watch what movie I want. I had a couple of alcoholic beverages, had some lovely dinner, and I put my blanket over me because I was in economy. and I just fell asleep, and then I woke up in Singapore, and then I had a wander around the beautiful airport there. I love that airport, a little totter around, and I was like, I'm nearly there. And then I just started my life. It was a little bit like Shirley Valentine, you know, when she escaped her husband. spoiler alert, she does go back to him. But
you did not.
But I didn't. No, I was like, no, this is my new life. I'm going to make a life for myself here. And that was back in 2012.
Yeah, right.
So I've been around.
So you're all for traveling as a single person.
Gosh, yes. And it's some of the no one should be scared or nervous of. I would say if you're going to a country that might not be as friendly to LGBTIQ communities, then that would be something you definitely need to plan and make sure that you understand where you're going. But there are a lot of countries out there that are great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's still a great place to go. Unfortunately, there are most of it is a bit crazy at the moment. But a lot of my friends that live in California, that's a great state to be, and there's a lot of acceptance there, and there's a big community that are not for that person.
Yeah,
I don't like to speak too much about politics.
No, let's not. Let's talk about traveling.
But traveling there, I love traveling there.
And America is. Look, I was very lucky and blessed to be able to travel to the US in 2019 before. The pandemic.
And how did you feel? Was that on your own or what?
So this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
I love traveling by myself, but I want some company.
Oh.
So when I went to the US, I actually traveled with my cousin-in-laws and their sister. And I had an awe. Look at you. Why?
Your cousins and their sister. Another cousin.
My cousin-in-law. So my cousin's wife.
Right.
And her two sisters.
Right. So okay. That makes sense. Okay, sorry about that.
So, and I had an awesome time. One thing that when you are traveling with other people, you have to be considerate of other people. And I like to do my own thing when I'm traveling. And it's weird. I like to do my own thing, but I also want company when I want company.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it's getting that balance of doing what I want to do when I want to do, but then also lining things up with, if I'm traveling with someone, dinner, maybe do dinner together. That's kind of cool. Like they went to Disneyland. I didn't want to go to Disneyland. Yeah. So I just did a tour of LA by myself.
Yeah, nice.
And I loved that. I didn't want to spend, you know, time at places I didn't want to go to.
So I like getting out and meeting new people. Like,
yes.
I don't want to, like, if I've got a partner, I can do that. I'm very, like, sometimes I've found before that we would, like, if I was with that person, we'd meet other couples and families and friends that are in couples. But no, not when I'm single.
Do you know what's interesting? When I traveled, and don't get me wrong, I love my cousin-in-laws and their sisters. Yeah. They're great. We get along really well. What was interesting is that I didn't meet any people when I was with them, right? Because they're your security. But if you're traveling with other people, you don't meet
people. You don't. You can't.
And when I was in Spain a number of years ago, I had the best time. I was single. And I literally just was in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
which is awesome.
Yum.
And I just went to just walking around there and I sat down and just started eating. I went to a cafe and then the service wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And there was this other tourist there and he said some little quip about the service. Okay. And I kind of laughed and he was there with his girlfriend. And we just started talking.
Nice.
And this was at lunchtime. And we were talking. We hung out for the rest of that afternoon up until dinner time.
Oh, I love that.
And then we're like, all right, let's go freshen up. And then we'll go to this other restaurant on the other side of town. And we did that. So I spent the whole day with this couple who I've never spoken to ever again. But it was awesome.
Yeah.
And it really changed my perspective on
going away on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was just great.
Mm.
And people are generally good, I think.
They are.
Especially when you're kind of there traveling by yourself.
Yeah.
It was great to meet people.
Other people.
And look,
yeah.
I guess I'm a male.
Yeah.
So it's just. Are you? So I guess. So I guess it's. I find it maybe not as scary traveling by myself.
Yeah.
I know that I know people who are women who haven't traveled by themselves. They've always traveled in larger groups. They're single, but they've traveled with groups or travel guides or something to make sure that they're not traveling everywhere by themselves.
I know girls that travel all over the world. Like I know a girl that all she did was travel on her own. She moved to Canada and got a citizenship there and worked in Banff and the ski resorts and everything. And she's a you know, solid traveler. She travels all the way and she's been single for a very long time, but only just started seeing someone. So, but still travels for work. She works in the travel industry actually.
Yeah.
But I think if you're in that industry, you kind of have to anyway. You get used to doing that domestically. But I just love it. Like you said, you just meet new people. Hear their stories. I mean, it would be great if we could take like Vox Pops or like what we call in the industry, the little voice IDs of people when you meet them all over the world and their stories and stuff. It'd be great.
So when you made the decision, Jono, to come to Australia.
Yes.
And you were here in, you're in Perth.
Yes, and Adelaide.
And there you go.
Yes, I know.
But you went from Perth to Adelaide, right?
I know. I came here to Melbourne, had a few weeks here, saw my brother and sister because they were living here. And then I went to Adelaide with my parents and that's where I started my Australian life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Melbourne and then I moved to Perth and then lockdown, I moved to Melbourne again and that's where I've been ever since.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So the reason I ask is what was it like coming to Australia single?
Yeah.
Moving close to your parents, single, and then moving away, traveling all that distance by yourself. How did you find it?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love time in the car on my own, especially that long drive I mentioned before, driving the Nullarbor and having like a week essentially just in my car. You know, being single, it's great. It was meant that I had to meet new people. I had to make new friends. I had to get out there. I had to find a job, which is a huge thing. But you know, I love all that. And part of that job was traveling interstate. So I got to go interstate and see other parts of Australia. And it's all great when you're new to a country. But I love to travel. And like I said before, it can be just down to the, just into the city. Like I live out in the suburbs here in Melbourne, or it could just be to Adelaide, but international as well. I love it. I get excited when I'm going away. You know, I have a whole plane outfit. It's all brand new. Like everything's new. I'm like, I've got my bag of goodies and lollies plane and things like outfits. That. Oh yeah. You have to have a plane outfit.
Don't you just wear trackies?
Yeah, but they're brand new. Like I'll go and buy like a brand new tracksuit or something, and you know, brand new underwear, because you never know who will be there. But
you never know. You never know. You know, it could be like someone kind of cute on the plane for us, right?
Correct.
Lovely. All right. You're listening to Living Life Single, Joy 94.9 with Yanni and Jono.
And today we are chatting about traveling solo.
It's awesome.
Love going solo. I just personally love it. I love getting away from people and humankind and just meeting new people, actually. But that makes no sense, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like people that are in my life and just finding new people.
Yeah.
New experiences, new stories. But when you go on a solo trip, right, there's a lot of planning and, well, for me there is.
Yes.
I want to know, like, how do you plan and what are your tips and tricks, Yanni? Because I know you've been away a bit.
We love a good tip and trick, right?
So what are your top tips and tricks? What do you like to do?
So firstly, safety. Safety is important. Whether, you know, you're a woman or a man or however you choose to identify, you've got to look after yourself first.
Correct.
So you want to, little tips and tricks is, you know, share your itinerary. So let people know where you're going to go, whether it's here at home or whether it's when you're over there, where you might be. Let, you know, concierge know, let reception know that you're going somewhere and you're expected to be back. And, you know, just give people the heads up.
Yeah.
Text someone at home, this is where you're going. You're going to text them when you get back.
Yeah.
If you're going for a road trip or something, communication is the big key, right? Also, trust your instincts. I reckon that's really, you know, helpful.
Yeah. Especially just like obviously don't go down dark alleyways, you know, especially if you're like you're in New York City or something. But we're not talking about last night, Yanni.
No. How did you know, Jono?
Oh, my God.
Was that you?
Oh, my God. That would be so funny, but no, weird. No, but like you say, use your instinct. Like, you know, don't take a shortcut through a park if it's like no one's around and stuff. Yeah, I get that. I love that.
Yeah.
And
little other things like avoid looking lost, which is really hard for me because I look lost at the best of times.
You do.
Like constantly, you know. And make sure you have your emergency contacts in your phone.
Yep.
So have them there, you know, ready to go, right? Yep. And then, like, it's another sort of broad thing is about, you know, staying social.
Yeah.
When you're traveling by yourself.
On your socials. Single,
you want to, well, you know, just.
What do you mean? Like tagging and posting?
No, okay. Being sociable.
Oh.
Like, you know. Yes, oh God, what has happened to our world now?
Oh gosh.
You know, and you can use apps to meet up and meet other people. So stay social, I think is what I'm trying. You can do that using your socials.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I thought you meant like just tag where you are so people know where you're going to be as well.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I'm like, on my way to New York, I've landed, I'm, you know, look out Big Apple, I'm taking a bite and put it on your, you know. But you were talking about like just get out there and start meeting new people.
Yeah. And like, I enjoy walking around. So that's what I like to do. But also you can do like really kind of cool things if there's any walking tours or group tours. But even like random things like a cooking class.
Yeah.
So imagine doing a cooking class if you're in Italy.
So now your tips and tricks are like get involved in the local kind of...
Yeah.
The local, what would you say?
Local scene, local community.
The local scene, the community, yeah.
Culture, well, like just get involved. Just do like half a day doing something that the locals would do.
I love that.
Because you feel immersed.
Well, when I went to San Fran, I went to the Castro and I recently watched the or read the story and watched the movie about Harvey Milk.
Oh, yes. So amazing.
Being part of our community and where, you know, the riots started and all the all that kind of stuff. Like, it was just really cool to immerse myself just in some of that culture whilst I was away and just, you know, other communities, other LGBTIQ plus communities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think that's a... I like that little tip. Yeah. The other one, and this is... We sort of touched on this a couple of weeks ago. Money. So be smart about your money. A little tip and trick. Yeah. That depends on so many circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, if you've saved up for it and you've allocated your spending splurge. Money, then splurge, right?
Yeah, just do it.
You know, just... I splurge when I go overseas, right?
Well...
Because sometimes, like, tell me... Go.
I just had images of you splurging.
Oh, what?
If that makes, but not in that way. That's right. Weird. But then I thought about you saying splurging and going. I splurged in West Hollywood. I ran out of $1 bills because they say take dollar bills for tips and stuff like that. But I actually took I had a couple of $100 in $1 bills. But I ran out of them because I was giving them all to the go-go dancers.
I bet you would. Where were you placing them, Jono?
But I can share that I had one in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I leant up and the guy kind of took it out of my mouth with his teeth, which is cute.
Do you know what I didn't realize? That you are meant to tip drag queens in the US. I did not realize that until I went there and I'm like, what?
Also, that's where a lot of it went, I must admit. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there's a little tip there for our community. If you are traveling to the US and you're going to go see a drag show,
tip your drag queens.
I did not know that was because here in Australia, we don't tip our drag queens.
No.
Imagine that with like a $2 coin. We'd just be like...
Just chuck a $2 coin at them. You'd get thrown out by security.
And it's weird to see because, getting thrown out of security, yes. But
yeah.
But in the US, like, they're literally people throwing money at the drag queen and then they're picking it up off the floor.
Yeah. No one touches it.
No, it's weird. And then I think they divvy it out at the end of the night. I don't know how it works, but there's a lot of cash on the floor.
Yeah, that's a good tip. So, yeah, tip your drag queens. Yeah. Get involved in the local scene. Take a cooking class. Like, if you were in Italy, I'd love that. I'd love to go to a restaurant or go see where they make fresh pasta or wine. Like, I love that. I mean, you say pasta and wine, I'm there. Garlic bread, chuck it in, I'm done.
Yep. And I think also learn basic phrases to sort of get you out of trouble, but to also have a good time.
I digress very quickly.
Do
but
digress.
I think it's how you say goodbye and pronunciation. I'm so sorry, but I was on the train the other day. I was coming in from home and I met this guy that was Sikh, and I remembered. I think it's Sasha Kal or Sasha.
You what? Met a Sikh?
He's a Sikh guy.
Right. Okay. Yep. So, I thought like. We're on sick.com.
No.
I'm like, what?
And he kind of helped me. He sat with me on the train because it was just really nice. A young lad, but there was, you know, a few yobos about and stuff.
Right.
And I just felt like he felt also a bit insecure because there was a lot of guys, shouting out on the train and stuff. I sat down, but I remembered a phrase. So that's where I sort of digressed to it. I just remembered this phrase and it just said thank you or like, you know, or it kind of means hello and thank you or whatever. But please correct me if I'm wrong. But I use a local phrase. It's like when I'm in Los Angeles or I'm in Spain or Mallorca, I try and say some Spanish, you know. I'm not going to do that right now because I wouldn't want to offend anybody that's listening or your ears. But but no, I really like that. I'm really craving pasta and red wine now.
Yeah, so am I. Oh, I think there's a place down the road, Jono. Maybe I haven't had lunch yet.
Oh, stop! Do not.
Or everything.
Oh my God, stop! Well, I was going to go and get those dumplings. We're digressing. But get involved. That's a great tip.
Yeah, absolutely. Involved. And one thing that I don't do and I refuse to do, but it's still a good tip because I never learn from my mistakes.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Pack light. I am learning to pack light. And then I'll buy things over there.
Oh, when you're there. Yeah. Okay, nice. Well, I pack lightish. Like, you can take two suitcases to America, for instance, but I always take one. I probably should take two and keep one fairly light and buy a load of stuff and come back. But anyway, that's just me.
Awesome.
We've been talking about being single and traveling around the world. And what it's like to travel. You're looking at me like I've just taken ecstasy. Are you okay over there?
I am okay. I was forward thinking. I think that's my problem.
Yeah, I think you were doing something.
And it has been great traveling. I think that's what we've kind of figured out.
It's awesome. There's no, we're always here. If you want to reach out to us, you can Living Life Single, reach out to us on Instagram and here at the studio. Send us in. What do you feel about Living Life Single and traveling solo?
Yeah, great.
But I wanted to ask you because, you know, it's come to my favorite part of the show. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Mm. What has your week been like as a single here in Melbourne?
As a single here in Melbourne? All over the shop, really. I'll, I think this week I needed a hug. Aww. So that wasn't a good... I didn't have someone there for a hug. I needed a hug. But that's okay. I think that's one of the non-great things about...
I'm giving you a virtual one. I'm just giving you a little love across the desk.
Bless. Yeah. But the good thing was... I went on a date.
Hang on. We've been prior, like in the studio waiting, and this did not even come up in conversation.
You know, I was just waiting, right? But look, it was just a date. It wasn't, you know what I've realized? I'm so happy being single, but I like dating. So not a lot of dating, but I don't mind going on some dates.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
But I still want to be single. I just.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sitting across the person going,
God, no, look at you splothering all over the place.
No, just lovely human being. Okay. But I'm like, I'm really happy being single.
Yeah, great. See ya. Thanks for dinner.
No. He was lovely. And I'll continue, I don't know, seeing him again maybe. But I don't know. But I'm not going to... No, seeing him is like...
This just, is Living Life Single with just Jono.
No, trust me.
He's gone. Okay.
Yeah. And what about you?
Oh, okay. So, look, good this week. It's been immensely busy through work. I did a wonderful podcast last weekend with a guy down Hosier Lane, talking about everything that I do outside of work in terms of my music event and what have you. So it was really good and productive in that way. The negative this week, I got a little bit shitty. Mm-hmm. Remember I told you I went on a date?
Yes.
I messaged the guy because he works for an airline and I knew that his roster was all over the place. Like, so I was like, hey, how are you? Like, when are you back? And he messaged me and said, hi, I don't want to be sociable.
What?
I'm not really up for being sociable. Good luck with everything.
What does that mean?
Like, what does that mean? So I was like, nah. Anyway, so that was that. That's the end of that story and that person potentially. So I was just like, do you know what? I've just unmatched with them because good luck with everything is kind of final. It's kind of like, well, good luck with everything. Just have a nice life. So yeah, anyway, that was me. That was my little story about what was bad this week. But yeah.
But what was good?
Didn't I just say? Yanni's obviously not paying attention to me.
No.
What was good was I did the podcast in the laneway in Hosier Lane. Okay.
I totally missed that.
He just blanked out. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm okay.
About to have a stroke.
I was doing things trying to get the buttons.
He was fiddling with my buttons or something. I don't know what he's doing underneath there. But
yeah.
I can't see. Hands above the table, please. Yanni, this is a family show. Or is it? It's after 10 o'clock, so it's okay. It's all good. Anyway. Yanni and Jono, we've been on Joy 94.9, Living Life Single, as we love doing every week. We'll be back next time with more. With more stories.
With more stories.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you guys.
Everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.